Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Apple Bites, presented by Blind Information Technology Specialists and Herbie Allen. Before we begin our presentation for this evening, I want to let everyone know that BITS holds a chat session here at this link on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. If you would like to know more about BITS and the programs that we offer, you can join the BITS announced list by sending an email message to bits-announce+subscribe@groups.io. Again, that is bits-announce+subscribe@groups.io. And there you'll get email messages about different presentations and things that we have coming up. Now I would like to introduce Herbie Allen, who will be our presenter this evening. And we also have our host, Rosanna Beaudry. So as long as Rosanna does not lose power, everything will be okay, right, Rosanna?
That's right. Okay. Or we're not going to lose power.
Okay, go ahead, Herbie.
All right. Well, thank you, Rosanna. Thank you, Erlene. And trusting you guys, Rosanna, you did not lose power, but
yes,
we'll make things work here. So this is, of course, the Apple Bites presentation. So today I'm going to talk about your phone. Well, yes, that's kind of the idea, but more specifically, how well do you know the phone app on your phone? You know, I used to joke around back when I got my iPhone back in 2010. I said, you know, this thing is truly amazing, a mini computer. It can check my mail. I can surf the web. I can text message people. It probably can even cook my breakfast. Well, at the time it couldn't, but now it actually could. And, you know, by the way, it can also make a phone call too. So that being said, the simple act of making a phone call, while that is definitely the case, there is a lot to the phone app maybe you do not fully know or how to make use of. And so I thought I would go over that tonight. So how this is going to work is I'm going to do the presentation. This will be live tonight. And then afterwards, we will open the floor up to questions. 1902. So with that being said, I'm going to start by actually not opening the regular phone app. We're going to look at the settings for phone first. And there are two ways we can do this. We can do it the long way around by going into settings and then swiping all the way right to phone. Or we can take a shortcut and ask Siri to do it for us. Open phone in settings. Now this is important because it knows to open the phone in settings. Otherwise, if you tell it to open phone, it's going to open the main phone app. So what have we got for phone settings?
Back button, general, heading.
We got our general, of course.
About button. Software update. Button.
Oh, it did not do what I asked it to do. Settings. Not nice, Siri. Okay. Then we're going to do this the long way around. All right, so phone is after voice memos and before messages.
Allow phone to access. Heading.
Okay, allow phone to access.
Siri and search button.
So by default, this is how it is set because you want to be able to use Siri to make phone calls, I'm assuming. So if that is the case, then you definitely want to make sure it has access to phone. And the search can also do things like access contacts and whatnot. But like I said, this is how it's set by default.
Notifications, immediate button.
Notifications, immediate. So this kind of goes into our time-sensitive notifications that iOS 15 has, so you kind of can't, it assumes that these notifications you want immediately and not to be added to any notification summary. But
allow notifications on.
If you do want to make adjustments here, if we double tap that, now we've got allow notifications on.
Notification delivery, heading. Selected, immediate delivery.
Now, this is an iOS 15 thing. So if you have iOS 14 or below, you are not going to see this part.
Scheduled summary. Delivery date. 14, 19.
So what it's reading now is my notification summary. So I could move phone to scheduled summary and only get notified at certain times of the day when I get phone calls.
Notifications are delivered immediately. Alerts, heading.
Okay, so that, like I said, is an iOS 15 feature. And for more information on that, please refer to the last Apple Bytes I did on iOS 15.
Note alerts, heading.
Okay, now we're going to go back to the familiar here.
Selected, allow on lock screen, button.
Allow on lock screen, this just ensures that you can get to the phone alerts on the lock screen, such as voicemail and missed call alerts and whatnot.
Selected, allow in notification center, button.
And this makes sure you can get to your phone notifications from the notification center, so if you've missed something, you can do your... get to the notification center and look at your phone and the listing of notifications.
Selected. Allow as banner. Button.
Allow as banner. So...
Banner style. Persistent. Button.
Okay, so this makes sure that it actually pops up now. And we've got here a banner style is persistent.
Sounds. Off banner style.
And let's look at that real quick.
Selected, persistent, selected, temp, banner style.
In iOS 14, I think this is labeled a little bit differently, but the idea is the same. And I think the persistent is labeled as immediate in iOS 14. But what this is in iOS, it was iOS 13 or 14, they introduced a new way of getting phone notifications. So it was always in the past that the phone would pop up and hijack your entire screen whenever you received a phone call. And for many people, this could be a source of frustration because it really disrupts whatever you are doing. I can't tell you how many times I've been affected by this. But Apple introduced a new feature in iOS 14 where now the phone will not actually dominate the screen. It'll take up a tiny window instead. So that way, if you don't want to get disrupted or thrown out of something, you don't have to. The problem is that this does not work too well with VoiceOver. And so people were having issues answering calls and finding the phone. And so... sadly, the inconvenience of being totally disrupted is actually still, right now at least, the better solution. So if you are struggling to answer the phone because you can't find the phone app, then you might want to go into the notification style and change the banner style to persistent. And also, the other way, of course, you can answer the phone and hang up calls is with the two-finger magic tap to answer and hang up.
Notifications. Back notification.
Okay.
Better.
Let's see.
Sounds. Office telephone. Business office. Digital phone. Button.
So I can adjust the ringtones from here if I want to. This is just telling me that what my default ringtone is.
Badges. Sounds.
And that is actually one that I purchased. It is not a built-in ringtone that is set to my default.
Badges. On.
Badges. You know, just to, want those on.
Announce notifications. Off button. Lock screen appearance. Heading.
Announce notifications off. I've never really noticed much of a difference between this being on or off.
Show previews. Always. Default.
And now button. You've got a lot of stuff that you just see with every app in the notification center.
Notification grouping button.
And you can also affect notification grouping with the phone.
Selected.
And we'll take a quick look at that.
By app. Off. Off.
And so you can have it group. You could tell it not to appear in a group. So if you want to not see like your missed calls from one person in a group, you could turn this off and you'll get several notifications saying missed call, instead of a group of notifications, all with the same person saying missed call.
Phone, back button, phone.
Okay, let's go back to our previous screen.
Incoming calls, full screen, button.
Okay, so incoming calls. This is the one that really is the one I should have talked about with the changing it.
When iPhone is unlocked banner.
So, but when iPhone is unlocked.
When iPhone is unlocked, display as, heading, banner, selected, full screen, phone, FaceTime, and other apps you use to receive calls will you, phone.
So this is the one, actually, I do apologize. This is the one you want to make sure is really set to full screen. But I do find the persistent notifications do help in keeping the phone in focus. But you do want this part set to full screen, not banner, and you'll have an easier time getting to the phone. Like I said, you do have the disadvantage that will hijack your screen, but at least you can get to the call.
Announce calls. Never button.
Announce calls never. I think this does something like if voiceover is turned off. Again, I've never noticed any difference with it. I've played around with the different settings, so I've not noticed anything with it.
My number, +1 832.
So if you don't know your phone number, this is a good way to look it up. You can go to phone and it will swipe all the way right to my number and it will tell you your entire phone number. So that can be useful. If you need to know it.
Calls, heading, Wi-Fi calling, on button.
All right, now let's talk terminology a little bit here. Wi-Fi calling, what is it? Why should you use it? So the idea is to route calls instead of through the cell network, through your Wi-Fi instead. And the idea is especially because it'll give you a slightly better signal, the phone won't have as much work to do. And let's say you're in a situation where like you only have one or two bars of signal, the idea is to improve the quality. You can also, a lot of cases, use it in Wi-Fi calling in airplane mode. And I also find that at least in the Max case, I also need Wi-Fi calling on at least on the Mac, to be able to take phone calls. So let's take a look at Wi-Fi calling. By default, it is off, so you will need to turn it on for the first time if you want to use it. And it's not the same as using FaceTime, though. I want to reiterate that. If you use something like FaceTime, that goes strictly through the internet. While it does go through the internet, it is also linked still to your cell provider, so it's not a way to get, like, say, free international calling or anything like that.
Make and receive calls over Wi-Fi with your T-Mobile account. Update emergency address button.
Update emergency address, so Wi-Fi calling, because it is VoIP-based, in a situation if you're on the Wi-Fi calling and what you have to do is fill out your address ahead of time if you're going to call 911. I think if you call 911 regularly if you have regular bars, it routes to the normal 911, but I've never had to test this out and hoping I never do.
Wi-Fi calling requires an address to help emergency response services respond to calls. Review your carrier's emergency calling information to add Wi-Fi calling for other devices on.
Add Wi-Fi calling for other devices on. This makes sure that if you have other devices, you can make and receive calls on them too.
Wi-Fi calling for other devices allows other devices signed into your iCloud account to make and receive Wi-Fi calling from what phone? Back button. Phone.
All right, so that's it for Wi-Fi calling.
Calls on other devices on. Button.
Calls on other devices on. So this is especially useful if you have iPads or Apple Watches, whatever. If you have other devices, you want to make sure that this is turned on so that way you will get notified of calls on your other devices if you so desire.
Respond with text button.
Respond with text. So if let's say you can't get to the call right now because, well, I don't know, you're in an important bits meeting, you can have a series of customizable short texts you can send to the other person, provided, of course, they are a cell phone user.
Respond with heading. Sorry, I can't talk right now.
So if you go into here, you've got, sorry, I can't talk right now.
On my way. Text, clear text, button. Can I call you later? Text field. These quick responses.
And you can actually edit these short texts if you want by double tapping the text field and erasing what's in there and putting in your own sentences. So that's how you do that. And if you want that option to appear, it usually shows up whenever you get a phone call and you get those series of buttons, decline, or message or whatnot.
Phone.
Okay.
Respond with text. Call forwarding button.
Call forwarding, in the event that you need to forward your call to another number, then this is where you would set that up. And that is something I've never really needed to do on this phone, but if you do, that is where you would do that.
Call waiting button.
Call waiting. Very important feature. If you want to get notified of another incoming call while you're on a call, by default, this is on. And I will talk about call waiting behavior a little bit later.
Show my caller ID button.
Show my caller ID. So if you want to hide your caller ID from whomever you're calling, then you could go in here and change those settings. And your number would appear as blocked. Keep in mind that some caller ID systems, though, may not honor the block and may pass through your number. One other thing I did need to mention also real quick with Wi-Fi calling is it may not work on some networks, like, for instance, my school's network, Wi-Fi calling does not seem to work on that. So I forgot to mention that important thing with Wi-Fi calling.
Silence unknown callers. Off button.
Silence unknown callers. Okay, this one is a feature I definitely recommend you do not have turned on unless you know specifically who are you calling. This is Apple's attempt to basically prevent spam callers. Unfortunately, it is a one-size-fits-all solution. So what it does is, if you go in there and you turn it on, it allows people who are only in your contacts to be able to call you. Well, that's fine, but what if you are relying on public transportation and your Uber or Lyft or whatever tries to call you? They're not going to be in your contacts. I have a paratransit service that does call outs, and that can be some random phone numbers. They're not going to be in my contacts. So that is the disadvantage with that. There are better spam blocking apps out there that would work better, that are not as, you know, they have databases and stuff that they scan instead. But so if we look at this
silence
real quick, though,
calls.
If you do want it on,
will be silenced, sent to voicemail, and displayed on the recents list. Calls from unknown.
So yeah, if you turn it on, then the callers do go to voicemail, and you do get notified in the recent calls. But that, like I said, is not always a convenient thing to have happen.
Wi-Fi calling, call forwarding, but call silence on call blocking and identification button.
Call blocking and identification.
Blocked contacts button.
We got blocked contacts.
SMS block call blocking and
identification. Let's take a look at the
selected
call blocking real quick.
Email off. Call identification apps. Heading. Email off. Allow call blocking and identification apps to block calls and provide caller ID. These apps are not able to access any information about your incoming
so
calls.
My email is off. So this is an app that I mentioned I use for spam blocking. Now, Umail is also a great voicemail app, and that's another smaller demonstration for another time. I am not a big fan of the actual voicemail, but if I want to turn Umail on, I would do so here.
In progress.
And there, now I've turned Umail on just by tapping it. So if you get any third-party apps that can block spam or whatever, you can control them from here, and it's like you saw, it's very easy to turn them on or off.
Allow call blocking and identification apps to block you. Call blocking and identification.
Now, I don't know if this feature shows up if you don't have any of these apps installed.
Phone. Back call blocking and
so you may or may not see that on your phone screen. Okay.
Dial assist. Check S blocked contacts button.
Blocked contacts. You can see people who you've blocked.
SMS/call reporting button.
SMS call reporting.
Call reporting selected. Email. None. About SMS.
So this is again a feature I have because I have Umail installed. I don't know if you see this, but it allows me to tag a number as spam, which I've done a couple times for actual telemarketers.
Dial assist. Dial assist automatically determines the correct international or local prefix when dialing.
So I've always had this on, and it just, like, you know, it automatically determines the proper country code and things like that. So those are some of the nuts and bolts with your phone. Okay. And by the way, if you want to know for Wi-Fi calling, if you want to know if it's on.
1919 cellular to fuzzy logic 573.
Oh, it used to show it on this screen, but I have to lock
T-Mobile Wi-Fi status.
There we go. So you have to lock the screen and then go to the lock screen window, touch the top part, and you heard it say T-Mobile Wi-Fi. And no, it's I'm not on T-Mobile's Wi-Fi network. It's using the Wi-Fi calling, and that's what it's saying with that. Okay. Now that we've taken a look at the settings and the nuts and bolts with the phone, why don't we actually take a look at the phone itself? Open phone.
Selected. Phone. All. Button. One of two.
So you heard it say phone, all button, one of two. This tells me right away that I am in my recents tab. And we're going to come back to that in a minute. But let's start at the very bottom. I want to actually start by looking at the series of tabs that we have. And I'm going to touch the top bottom left of the screen.
Tab bar, favorites, tab, one
so
of five.
I'm, like I said, I'm touching the very bottom left corner of the screen and it's saying favorites tab. Now let's take a look at that.
Selected.
Now, yeah, one thing, sometimes you can't allow favorites to come through with Do Not Disturb being on. I'm not going to talk about Do Not Disturb here, though, because I dwelt on that in the last presentation that I did. So for if you are on Bits, you can refer to that if you have questions about Do Not Disturb and how it can block phone calls and how you can allow phone numbers in and whatnot. But well, I'll show you another one other way in a little bit here, too. So favorites, though, are a great way where you can add in somebody's specific phone number or FaceTime if you want to immediately call them and you don't want to use Siri. So I have, like, see in here.
At favorites, heading, edit, button, Chanel Marie Allen, iPhone, button.
I have Chanel Marie Allen's iPhone.
Metrolift. Dispatch button.
So Metrolift. So I have multiple numbers from Metrolift in my contact card for them, but I've added dispatch to favorites if I want to just look at and quickly call them.
Metrolift. Metrolift. Max. But tab bar. Select at favorites.
And you can add something to favorites if I go to add.
Double two group con cancer. Sir Alice. Juan Al. Chanel. Herbert. M. Herbie. Alec. Tony. App. Monique. Timothy. Appleby. Eric Archer. B. Mark Bayarjan. Nick Baker. Dan Bates.
We'll pick somebody who I might have to call.
Alert. Add to favorites. Message. Call. Home. Add to favorites. Call. Ma'am. Cancel. Ma'am.
So,
call. Home.
And so we've got options here. I can add him as a text message, call. A call. Home.
Mail. Cancel. Button.
Or cancel button.
Call. Home. Double tap to dismiss pop-up window. Button. Double tap to
and there are,
add,
added
favorite, edit, button,
him
Rial,
as a favorite.
Nick Baker, tab bar, Nick Baker, home, button.
And Nick Baker's now a favorite.
Match, delete.
If I want to delete him as a favorite, I swipe down to delete, double tap.
Metrolift.
And there you go. Otherwise, if I had just double tapped, I would have actually called him instead without swiping down. Okay.
Tab bar, selected.
So that's
favorites,
it for
tab,
favorites. Now let's talk about recents.
Recents tab.
So selected. Again, I went to the 60%. Bottom left of the screen, and then I just swiped to the right. So you've got five tabs at the bottom: favorites, recents, keypad.
Voice keypad, contacts.
I'm sorry, contacts, keypad, and voicemail.
Recents. Heading.
So recents. This is where you're gonna find all. Okay. Oh, okay. My Mac is ringing, but the phone is not. Okay, so let me. Sorry about that, folks.
Location
I got disrupted there.
Image, status bar item. A white in front of a black background. Send.
Thank you, phone. Okay, so now with the recents, we're going to find categories for all or missed. And what all shows is it shows all the incoming calls you've gotten, all the outgoing calls you've made, whereas missed is going to show the calls that you have missed that you did not respond to in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
90 cellular, 2 of 4 bars, signal strength.
And so how that works is basically, sorry, folks, I'm having to deal with a weird phenomenon here where my Mac is not taking the Do Not Disturb, even though the phone is. So let's go. Sorry, so I'm getting disrupted, and that's what's happening there.
1924.
Okay.
Selected all button.
So at the top is saying selected all. This tells me that I'm on the all button.
Missed button.
And I've got missed.
Edit button.
I can edit.
Recents. Heading. Edit. Button.
And maybe I want to edit because I just want to select different people or whatever. I can also. Now, I want to show you something here, though. But, you know, what if I want to, I can now look at the numbers that have called me.
Armando M. Joseph Weekland. Scam likely. Incoming. Missed.
Scam likely. We'll experiment for that for just a moment. Now, if I swipe down on scam likely.
Delete. Report. More info. Activate. Default. More info.
So, see, I've got an option to report them here. But what if I want to do something else? Let's go to more info.
Scam likely.
And.
Actions available. Scam plus one. Message, call, button, FaceTime.
So here I've got, now if I was to just double tap again on them, it would call them. But otherwise, if I go to more info, I've got message, call.
Mail, pay, today, share, create new contact.
Create new contact or add to existing contact. So this is very useful if somebody calls you and you don't, you want to add them to your contacts. You don't have to memorize their phone number or anything like that. Just go flick up or down to more info, double tap, and then you can go to create new contact or add to existing contact.
Recents, back button.
And then selected. You can get, add them the to contacts that way. So that is very cool, very handy to know how to do.
Tap, keep contacts, tap.
Okay, let's look at contacts. So one thing you'll notice with your iPhone maybe is that you've got the contacts on your phone and then there is a separate contacts app. I don't use the separate contacts app. I've never found a need for it. So I deleted it a long time ago. So I just use contacts, which is in the phone app, which is the exact same thing. And, you know, real briefly, you can create a new contact. So
contacts, add button.
Let's say I got a new number for Earlene and she's never called me or anything like that. I'm just going to did I lose everybody? I'm just getting a notification window on here. Nope. Okay. So I'm going to just pick on Earlene because I can. So let's say I have a new phone number for Earlene, which I don't. So you're not going to get anything confidential here, guys. Don't worry.
Cappy.
So I'm going to type in
R-L-E-N-E.
That's her first name. One thing we're going to get to, I should mention with contacts in a little bit. Then I can flick over to last name.
Cap-U.
H.
Cap-J. Cap-H.
U. I should be using Braille screen input because it's easier, but I'm lazy.
First name. Lap, clip, com, add phone, add email, button, add phone, button.
So then I've got options for add phone, add email,
ringtone, default.
I can set a custom ringtone,
text tone, default.
Text tone,
add URL, button.
I can add a URL, so this can be useful, like if you want to add in a Zoom contact, putting the Zoom URL here, that can be really useful for like a Zoom call, so, and that can be helpful because it will include like the password and whatnot.
Add address, button.
Add an address.
Add birthday button.
Add birthday.
Add date button. Add
you kind of get the idea.
Clear text. Company. Add phone. Add email. Add phone button.
So if I go
add
to phone, now I can type in numbers. Insertion one thing I did discover recently is dictation apparently does not work in this field. So you actually have to write out the number, but you do get your phone keypad.
5, 8, 8. Add phone.
So early moved three, to Houston. Two, she has two. A 6832 number.
5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. 2, 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3, 3.
There you go. Okay.
Add photo.
So,
last name. Text field. Mobile.
But button. To the left of the phone number field, I can change the type of phone number that mobile. It is. So cancel. We've got cancel. Options edit. Here search. For the search label. Field. So
selected. Mobile. Home. Work. School. iPhone. Apple Watch. Main. Home fax. Work fax. Pager. Other. Add custom label. Google Voice. Toll free.
So I've also created my own custom labels for things. Why would you want these custom labels?
Label. Cancel.
For one thing, I think the iPhone cancel. Label does help Siri identify it immediately as an Apple contact so it can do FaceTime easily. But it's not an essential thing, but we're going to discard the changes. But the other reason why you might want it is, let's say you have multiple phone numbers for people, so you need to know which one is their home number, their work number. Or in my case, you know, Metrolift, we have different services like dispatch, reservations. So I've created my own custom label so I know which number is which and I can call the correct one every time. So that's where the labeling can really come in handy. Or if somebody has an iPhone and an Android, well, that can be useful to know because an Android, you can't FaceTime with them, but the iPhone, you can. So you need to know which contact method to use for that. So there's all sorts of reasons why you might want different labels. You can also do things like link contacts and stuff like that, but I may have to do a full demonstration on just what the contacts app is capable of doing. So we're focused more on the actual phone in general today.
Keypad.
This is your standard keypad, and you can. You've got your 1 through 0, your star pound. If I dial a number, and then it gives me the touch tone. I can delete it. Delete is kind of at the bottom. I don't really use the keypad much. I prefer to add numbers that I'm going to call on a regular basis and contacts, but it can be used very accessibly, and it's whatever method of typing you have will work. So if you're using the standard method of typing, you would flick to the right to get to the number that you want to dial, do a two-finger double tap, and then find the next number. If you have the touch typing, you know, press on the number, lift up, and voila. Voicemail.
Tap bar. Voicemail.
So, voicemail. At least in the United States, at least, we have what is called visual voicemail, and what this does is it downloads voice messages to your phone so you can access them in a neat little app. And it syncs up with the actual voicemail server. And if you do not like this method and you actually want to call into your voicemail, the easiest way is just to dial your phone number and that'll call into your voicemail. Let's see, do we have any here I can show you?
No voicemail.
No voicemail. Okay. So now that I've done that, just some of the things I want to touch on now that you can do while in a phone call. So I'm going to call somebody. And it's going to be an automated system, actually. So we're going to call my 986 station listen line. And, you know, before we do that, there's one other thing I should have talked about real briefly, and that is some things with phone, with VoiceOver, in terms of you can, if you have your VoiceOver on, by default, it's going to automatically switch between speaker and earpiece depending on how you're holding the phone. And that can be a very useful feature, so that way you can move your phone away from your ear and hear it. But you can turn that off too if you find that feature annoying. I also recommend when using the phone, especially if you're going to deal with an automated system, I prefer to wear headphones, because VoiceOver and the phone volume seem to match up a lot better. And so I have a lot easier time hearing my VoiceOver when trying to find the keys on the keypad. Okay.
Notes. Send note. Note. Main. Pay. Mail. Dimmed. Video. Dimmed. Main. Call. Message. Main. Call. Button.
Okay, so I'm going to call. And so right now you're going to hear it, so I'm holding the phone away from my ear. But if I move the phone close to my ear, now you won't hear it. Okay. So I'm presented with some options here on the phone. So the first thing it's telling me is who I'm on the phone call with. Next thing it's going to tell me is how long I've been on the call. So right now, 23 seconds. I've got my standard keypad here. And then I've got end call or I can hide. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to hide the keypad, Because now we get some other options here. Let's see if I can make VoiceOver a little bit louder. Okay, so this is what I meant by the VoiceOver volume being not so great sometimes when you're actually on a call. So now, but like I said, I've hidden the hide keypad, I've pressed the hide keypad button, and I got some other options here. So I've got a mute button, so I can mute my own mic, and that way people can't hear me. I can bring back up my keypad. Audio, I can do some options in here. So let's take a look at this audio button. So I can tell it to go to the iPhone. Speaker, iPhone is the phone receiver, speaker is what you're hearing right now. I have HomePods, and so I can actually transfer the call to my HomePod here. I can also now transfer it to my MacBooks, or I can dismiss the contacts menu. So I'm going to do that, but that is another way of routing your call's audio. So that can be useful, like say if you plugged in a Bluetooth headset and it's not picking it up, then I would try this audio button and see if you see your Bluetooth headset listed there. If you do, then you press it and it'll automatically switch over. I think I can show you how this works actually. So I'm selecting bedroom here in the audio thing. Okay. Now I'm gonna change the audio back to speaker. And there you go. So that's a very neat way of transferring the call to anything that it can see speaker-wise. Add call. So I'll come back to this in a minute, but this is how you can create a conference call. The next one is FaceTime video. So this is useful if you're talking to a sighted person or whomever, and you both are using your iPhones, and you want to switch to a video call, you can initiate a FaceTime video call from here. I still find it a lot easier just to hang up and then start a brand new call. But it does work. Contacts, you can browse your contacts through this way. End call. Okay, so what if I wanted to add a call? I can double tap this. Let's see, do I actually have anything? Okay, so with this, it's right now showing me all the contacts. I can also go down to the bottom. I can add people in from favorites if I want. Now, one thing you cannot do, though, is you cannot add in, like, say, a three-way call. It will not let you do that. So basically what I would do here, I'm going to hang up the call now, but if I wanted to add in a call, I would double tap and select the phone number like I was calling them. It would bring up, it would call them, and it would put the other person on hold. Once they answer, I'm presented with a couple of new options. Might have to hide the keypad. But then I can either swap, which means I can go between calls, or I can hit merge calls, and that'll put the two calls together, people together on the same line. Another thing, of course, you can do with the phone is call waiting. And I hear sometimes people panic about how to handle call waiting. And it's actually not really that difficult, so long as you are able to hear your voiceover. That can sometimes be a bit of a challenge. So when a call waiting beep comes in, you are presented with several different options. You can decline the call. You can hold and accept, and that just puts the other person on hold. Or you can end and accept. That would hang up your current call. So those are your primary options with call waiting. And then once you're on the other call, you can actually either switch back, or you can merge the calls again with the merge calls button. So that's how that works. And let's see, I'm trying to think of anything else at the moment. I am drawing a blank. So with that, why don't we open the floor up to your question. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention is one thing you do need to be aware of with call waiting. Once you go to the other call, once you are done, if they hang up, it takes you back to the other call. If not, then you'll have to, you know, hit the swap calls button. But what it will do is it will put you the first call back on hold. So once you go back to it, you will need to look for the hold button, and it's going to say hold selected. And if you double tap that, that will put you back with take you off hold. And with that, I do see we have a couple of raised hands.
Just a note before we move on to raised hands, I just want to remind you, if those who don't know how to raise your hand, it would be Alt-Y on your PC, Option-Y on your Mac, and it would be More, which is the button on your iPhone on the bottom right, and you would tap on raise hand, and *9 if you are on a landline. And just a note as well, there are a number of people in this group. I would ask that the questions be pertain directly to Herbie's presentation. If you have other questions outside of the presentation given tonight, you can reach out to Herbie outside of this class. And at that, I'm going to go ahead, Earlene will go ahead and take the raised hands.
Okay. Fran, you have your hand raised, please.
Hello, Fran.
I asked her to unmute. There we go. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yep.
Herbie, I had a question. You were talking about when you were in the phone app, when you were into like the recents and all those calls that came in.
Yes.
Is there a way to delete all that at one time, or do you have to delete each call individually?
1941.
That is a great question. I have to look here because I actually generally don't delete them. If there was a way to, it would be under edit. Let's see. Yep. So if you go to edit at the very top, there is a clear button.
Clear, selected, missed, button, done.
And that would clear out all your calls.
That will clear everything at one time.
Yep.
Thank you. You're welcome. So hard sometimes. It's
Yep, well, and you can also swipe, if you just want to delete individual calls, you can swipe down and go to delete, or you can select things to mass delete at once too. But yes, there is a clear button at the very top there.
That would clear everything out of everywhere.
Yep.
Good, thank you.
You're welcome.
Kim, you're up next. Please go ahead.
All right, hello, Kim.
Hey, Herbie. I don't think you covered this, so if you don't want to answer now, then you don't have to. But I have heard that there's a way to write phone numbers in your contacts using some kind of punctuation mark. Say you know what number you want to dial, but you also know you're going to have to dial an extension number.
Yes. Okay, that is a great topic, and I will, like I said, when I work out a contacts presentation, I will definitely talk about this more in depth. But real briefly, the method I have used is the comma method, where you can write in a phone number in the phone number field in a contact, then do commas to indicate how much of a pause you think the system needs before it'll take your things. And then dial in whatever else you want the system to dial in. So like with my Metrolift system, for instance, I have it dial the phone number for dispatch or reservations. Then two commas gives it like 2 seconds of pause after the system answers. And then it dials 0, which bypasses all the automated announcement dribble that I don't need. I think the period works a little differently where you tell it to dial the next extension or whatever. And I need to do a little bit more research on that, but that is the basic premise and how that works. So
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mary, please go ahead.
Hi, welcome, Herbie. Mary.
Hello.
This is a great presentation. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I was wondering what the difference is between three-way calling and that ad call that you were talking about. You said they weren't the same, but I was wondering what the difference is.
Three-way call. Okay, so ad call is, ad call or going through contacts is the same thing. Three-way calling is really an old terminology dating back to landlines, where you could only add in a third person. And so it's more accurate to call this conference calling because you can add in, I don't know what the limit is, honestly. I've never tried it, but you can add in multiple people. And so it's more accurate to call it conference calling.
Oh, that sounds pretty neat, actually.
Yep. Just keep in mind with conference calling, you don't get things like you can't do things like mute people or anything like that, but you know, so you're all on one line, and I don't know, like, say, I don't know offhand what the limit is, or if it's carrier specific, if it'll affect things like call waiting, if you have too many people on a call, things like that. But conference calling does work. I've primarily only done it with like two or three people, myself,
right.
But, there's my Metrolift here calling. So I'll show you how I answer a call real quick, guys. So, Metrolift automated remind me. YouTube. I can have it remind me to call them back in an hour, but I want to answer because I need to know when my ride is coming. It answers on the earpiece.
Metrolift dispatch services. This is a reminder that you have two trips scheduled for tomorrow.
Yep, good.
Trip details are as follows.
Yeah, they are.
Trip number one with a pickup time of 9:33 a.m.
Okay, that's what I need to know. Bad news. No. Anyway, and so one thing also I should mention with the phone real quick too that can affect your notifications is you do have that mute switch that can also silence calls. It doesn't put it on do not disturb, it just silences notifications. So just wanted to mention that. But if you have somebody on emergency bypass, they actually do bypass the mute switch. So I thought I'd mention that. Oh, anyway, but hopefully, I think, did that answer your question about conference?
Yes, it did. It helped a lot. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
DJ, please go ahead.
DJ.
DJ.
Don't want to miss your window of opportunity.
He was unmuted for a while. Now he's.
That's what I thought.
Ask him to unmute again.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yep. Now you're good.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Oh, there you're good. We go. First of all, Herb, great job on this presentation today. Thank you so much. And good evening, ACB family. My question is also related to, and I think you probably can, but I just don't know it. Related to, you were talking about eliminating or deleting all of your recent calls at once. Can you also delete all of your voicemail calls? I got about a kajillion of them. There.
great question.
Delete them all at once.
The answer is no. What is really funny about that, though, so you cannot delete your voicemails at once. You can swipe down on the voicemail to delete and delete it that way. And what you can do is once you've deleted all your voicemails, you actually can at least then, as a consolation prize, go into deleted voicemails and then there is a clear all there. So, yeah, you can delete all voicemails that have been deleted, but you cannot clear all voicemails from the main screen.
Oh, okay. And again, thank you so much. And I think someone also had asked the question that you had answered about the call waiting in the three-way call, because I have had so much difficulty whenever somebody's calling and whatever, if I'm on an important call and somebody else's important calls. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to hang up and call you back because there's another call on the line. And so can you just refresh one more time? If I'm on call number one,
yep,
and I get another call coming in, and I want to put call number one on hold to answer call number two. Hope I'm not confusing anybody.
Nope.
Take me from there.
All right. So what you need to do is, if you're holding the phone to your ear, move it away so it'll switch to speaker.
Uh-huh.
Then you need to swipe to the right. And you want to, if the other person's talking and they're talking too loud, then tell them to be quiet so you can hear your voice over. No. And then you're going to be, you should be presented with several options. And one of the options should be hold and accept. So if you double tap that button, then that will put the other person on hold and put you on call number two.
Ah, gotcha. Makes sense.
So put the
first
right.
person on hold and accept the second call. Gotcha.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if you go to decline, that sends them to voicemail and it'll add to your trillion that you've already got if they leave one. Or you've got end and accept, and that hangs up the first person and takes you to the second person.
Okay, cool.
So you've got to know, you've got to hear the difference between hold and accept. And that's why I wanted people to know their phone.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yep. Well, I'm beginning to know a little bit more better now. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you know how to find me if you haven't run any further difficulties. And I can always arrange practice sessions or stuff like that if, because call waiting will also show up when you're on Zoom if you have that enabled, by the way, guys. So, Yep.
Okay.
If you go to the Zoom settings, you can tell it to allow phone mode on, and I think that's what it's called. And that'll, whenever you get a phone call, you get that call waiting beep instead of the thrown out of a call. So,
okay, right. Solid. Thank you very much, Erz.
You're welcome. Yep.
So while before we close here, there may be more hands raised, but I want to let everyone know the address of the BITS website. It is bits-acb.org. And there you can find our announcements listed on the website, as well as how to join BITS. And if you join BITS, you can download these sessions in addition to all of our other presentations that we have. And we have convention presentations and other presentations going all the way back to 2016. So if you join BITS, you're entitled to download everything that we have on the website. And I don't see any other hands raised yet. So,
all right. So, well, anyway, guys, you know, just real. Oh, did I see a raised hand?
I see another hand.
Fran, I believe.
Fran.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to unmute you here.
Yep.
There you go. Go ahead, Fran.
Yeah, thanks. Herbie, you said if we had any questions or practices or anything, how do we reach you?
A great question. And you can send an email anytime to herbie.allen, that's herbie.allen, @gmail.com. I am also on Clubhouse. You'll find me a lot of time, most mornings on like the ACB Wake Up Morning Call that happens at 8 Central, 9 Eastern, so you can always follow me there. I am on Twitter at Herbie_610, that is Herbie_610. I am also on Facebook, but like I said, the email address is the way to find me. You can also contact me through my website, 986themix.com. If that's easier to remember, that'll get you to a different address, but it'll still get to me because that is my website. So you can find the contact page, or I have bio pages and stuff like that too. So you've got quite a number of methods. And that herbie.allen@gmail.com works for iMessaging as well. So
Janice, you have a question?
Yes. You were talking about, I get them all the time, the scam likely person.
Yes.
I always get it and I always just delete it. But is there a way that I could, don't really want to do, put them into context and then block them?
So the thing with blocking those numbers is, unless it's the same number, you're not really going to have a way of blocking them. permanently.
Yeah.
But what you can do is if I go to the more info by swiping down or swiping up. Okay, this thing has an interesting bug, by the way, where you can call, right now there's an interesting iOS 15 bug, which I completely forgot about, where you can double tap on the one phone number in the recents and it ends up calling somebody else. So I ended up calling somebody else. Oops, sorry, Armando. Okay. So let's go to the scam likely. Will this work this time?
Plus one, scam likely. Recents, scam copy name. Activate, default copy name. Activate, plus one, recents, scam likely.
Okay, so so if you go to more info, at the very bottom next to the tabs, there's an option for block this caller. So you don't even have to add them to contacts. You can just go swipe up or down to more info, and you double tap that, and then just swipe all the way or go to the bottom of the screen and work your way backwards, whatever method you want, to block this caller. And that's how you block them.
Okay, I'll try that tomorrow when he calls again.
Yep, but just like I said, it's if he changes numbers, that's not going to help.
They do. They keep changing the numbers.
They keep changing numbers. So you know that's the disadvantage. Yeah. It's more useful for blocking a permanent number.
Right.
Thank
you very much.
Ray, please go ahead.
Herbie, very quickly. How do I change Ray's iPhone when I want to be on Zoom, say in the mornings or on community calls?
Do you have a Zoom account?
Yes, I added a Zoom account, correct.
So you should, are you signed into that?
Yes, I am.
So in Zoom, real quick, open Zoom. Let me, I'm going to look at this as I go because this is not something I do on a daily basis, but if I go to settings, if I go to, I think it's under general, let's see. Okay, use call kit to receive calls when you're not on Zoom. If you have this turned on, that's what gives you the call waiting beep when you're in a Zoom call. So instead of knocking you off, you actually get the call waiting beep when you're on Zoom with your phone.
Well, this is wanting to change it from.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to, since I was here anyway, I just wanted to mention that.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to meetings. This is where I think it is what you're wanting. Let's see.
Turn off my touch up, keep virtual aspect rate, mirror my video, show video, general, always show meeting, show close, show my connect, show name when participants join, switch button, show non video, ask
really?
To work, safe driving mode, meeting room, sync calendar, headings, meet settings.
All right, guys, it's
contacts button. Meet Herbie up settings. Heading Herbie Allen Her. Three stars.
Oh, duh.
Combat accuser button.
Okay, so if when you're logged into your account, if it goes to where it says your email address and where it says basic user, and go to where it says display name, you can adjust it from there. So you double tap.
First name, heading, Herbie, text, last name, Allen.
I can adjust my first name, last name, and my display name.
Enter name, my edit name, save
button. And then there's a save button, and voila, I'm done. So you go to display where it shows your email, go then from there, go to where it says display name, and then you can change it to whatever you want. So,
okay, Herbie, very quickly, do I get rid of Ray's iPhone, or do
you
I
probably
just...
do? Sometimes cursors are good about not erasing that stuff. Sometimes they are, but I would just to be on the safe side.
Okay, well, thanks for your help, Herbie.
You're welcome, and let me know if that helps, and yeah. All right.
Star 6, I think, will unmute the telephone.
Yes.
There's a telephone number here that I've been trying to ask to unmute. So if you could do star 6 on your phone, phone ending in 982, please.
Hello?
Yes.
There you are.
Yes, this is Gerard from Boston. I want to thank you for having these teleconferences. I just want to make sure I get the right spelling on email. That's Herbie, H-E-R-B-Y dot...
I-E.
C- Say it again?
IE, not Y.
Oh, IE, I'm sorry.
Yeah, is that's okay. That's why it's a good thing you double-checked.
Is it small letters?
It's all email addresses are going to be small letters, just so
all right,
you know.
So HERBIE.ALLEN.
Yep, at
okay,
gmail.com.
Pal, thank you very much.
Yep, you're welcome.
Yes.
All right. So, real quick, guys, because I'm not seeing any more raised hands. Things you do need to know is that with FaceTime calls, like I said, if you get a FaceTime call and you're in another call, that works the same way with call waiting. You know, you get the same options. You just can't merge a FaceTime and phone call, unfortunately. And that is pretty much about it that I have for the present. And we are actually at the 8 o'clock hour, guys.
Yeah, we are. And I want to thank everyone who participated, as well as Herbie, for presenting. And I especially want to thank Rosanna for hosting. And again, I hope you will visit the BITS website at bits-acb.org. And if you join BITS, you can download this presentation as well as all of our presentations. And we hope you will come back again next month for Apple Bites. I will send out an announcement on the BITS announced list. And again, if you want to become a member of the BITS announced list, all you do is send an email message to bits-announce plus subscribe at groups.io. And that'll get you into the BITS announce list. Thank you, Herbie. And thank you, Rosanna.
Thank you, Arlene. Thanks for a great presentation. We will all look forward to seeing everybody next month for the third presentation of Apple Bites. Good night and be well to all.